From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. The candidates in California's recall election are 2 days away now from a decision. Governor Gray Davis is trying to persuade voters to keep him. Republican candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger is issuing new denials about his past conduct. So far, 15 women have accused him of harassing or groping them as recently as the year 2000. NPR's Richard Gonzalez joins us now from San Francisco. Richard, how's the Schwarzenegger campaign trying to get past the accusations here?
Well, I would sum up the reaction in three words, Steve. Deny, deny, and attack. The new allegations come again in the Los Angeles Times, which first reported on Thursday that 6 women accused him of sexual misconduct. In response to the latest round of allegations that came out over this weekend, Schwarzenegger says that they are absolutely untrue, absolutely wrong. The actor has characterized the allegations as being part of a puke campaign and trickery engineered by the camp of Governor Gray Davis. And he continues to deny that he has ever said anything to suggest that he ever admired Adolf Hitler. However, it appears that the controversy is causing some voters to take a second look at their options. There's a new Knight Ridder poll taken since these allegations became public, and it shows that 54% of registered voters say they favor the recall, and that represents a slight decline from numbers earlier this week. And the percentage of voters who say they don't know how they will vote is increasing.
Which must give Governor Gray Davis's camp some hope that he might survive the recall.
They are clearly heartened by this poll. Davis has called for a criminal investigation of the allegations against Schwarzenegger, but I have to suspect that that's probably more campaign rhetoric for the ears of women voters that he hopes will mobilize to help him defeat this recall. But in reality, Governor Davis has his own problems. At this late stage, he's still trying to nail down his base. Something in the neighborhood of about 25% to 30% of Democrats support his recall. 40% of labor rank and file support the recall, and that's according to labor sources, and Latino voters are split on the recall.
Richard, we've got more than 100 candidates on the ballot. Don't have time to mention them all, but let's at least mention one more, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, who looked like he might be headed for the governor's chair just a few weeks ago.
That's right, and it doesn't look that way now. Bustamante has been appearing primarily in front of Latino audiences around California, but like Governor Davis, Bustamante, who is the only major Democrat in this race, he has not nailed down the Latino vote. He gets support of about half of Latino voters, and he trails Schwarzenegger by 8 points in the new Knight Ridder poll.
NPR's Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Richard, thanks.
Thank you.